ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಓಂ.
ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 11 verse 51.
ಅರ್ಜುನ ಉವಾಚ ದೃಷ್ಟ್ವೇದಂ ಮಾನುಷಂ ರೂಪಂ ತವ ಸೌಮ್ಯ ಜನಾರ್ದನ ಇದಾನೀಮಸ್ಮಿ ಸಂವೃತ್ತಃ ಸಚೇತಃ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿಂ ಗತಃ
ಅರ್ಜುನ is blessed by the Vishwarupa Darshanam. When he asked to withdraw the Vishwarupam, the Lord Krishna took back the Vishwarupam because Arjuna is not able to continue to see the Vishwarupam because his mind is not totally mature enough to see the Vishwarupam. Seeing the Vishwarupam means accepting the creation, its pair of opposites. Seeing the Vishwarupam means accepting the creation as it is with its pair of opposites as a phenomenon in the creation. Secondly, accepting the creation as Ishvara is possible when a person is free from aham and mama. Seeing the Vishwarupam means accepting everyone in the creation. I don't have any preferences or conditions upon the world or people. Accepting them as they are, they are also manifestation or amsha of Bhagavan. It is not possible unless I drop my individuality. As long as my individuality, my personal feelings, emotions are predominant, that time, until that time, we cannot accept the whole universe as Bhagavan. Because of my aham and mama, my individual, my selfishness, my own related things, my mind always preoccupied. Once it is preoccupied, I cannot see everything as God. Not possible. Therefore, Arjuna has not totally dropped his aham mama bhavana. Temporarily, Bhagavan has taken out that aham mama from Arjuna. That is why, once it is not natural, it is not natural. Once that drishti, divya drishti came by God's grace, not Arjuna's effort. Since it is not out of Arjuna's effort or maturity, Arjuna cannot stand long with Vishwarupa Darshanam. That is why Arjuna asked, take back your Vishwarupam, because he is not able to withstand, to drop, by dropping aham mama. This aham mama, mine, this is mine, it belongs to me only, it is very difficult to drop. Therefore, one has to mature oneself. One has to mature oneself. Therefore, Lord Krishna took back his Vishwarupam. Once you are not ready, I don't want to trouble you, Arjuna. Okay. Then Sanjaya said, in this meantime, Sanjaya explained to Dhritarashtra, this is what happened. Then Arjuna comes now with a nice, pleasant face by seeing the Lord's pleasant form. Arjuna uvacha, idam manusham rupam drishtva. Hey Arjuna, Krishna, manusham rupam. So, maya shariram. Lord Krishna took what? Maya shariram. Manusham rupam, like ordinary people, manusham rupam, saumya, tava, saumya rupam, means pleasant, not ghora rupam, saumya rupam, means pleasing. Idanim samvrittaha asmi, I am very much pleased, relaxed by seeing your normal form. I have become sacheta, peaceful. That means what? Before that I was in acheta and my mind was so much disturbed. I have lost myself. I have lost myself, my heart. Everything was very much disturbed. Now I have got back my mind. Comfortable mind, free from fear. Free from fear, I have come out that. Free from fear, I have come out from fear. Nartham. Pravrittim gataha. I have come to normalcy. I have regained. Gataha means regained. I am at home. I am feeling so comfortable. Because from long time I am seeing you in this form only. Therefore, sometimes when parents show some, you know, vesham and all, children, baby, they just pull that vesham. You know. They can't withstand that vesham. You know. They want to see their normal. Once you put a tiger face or you put anything and show them, children, babies cannot withstand. They cry and they pull that face. Like that Arjuna did now. He pulled like that.
Shri Bhagavan uvacha, sudur darshamidam rupam, drishtavanasi yanmamam, deva apyasya rupasya, nityam darshana kankshinaham.
Now Lord Krishna says, Sri Bhagavanu Vacha, Arjuna, it's a very rare opportunity you have got. So very rarely available this rupam. He says, sudurdarsham idam rupam, idam vishwarupam. Idam means this vishwarupam, this universal form. Sudurdarsham, durdarsham means very difficult to see. It's very difficult to see. Durdarsham means dukkhena darshanam, or dukkhena darsham, durdarsham. Sudurdarsham means very, very difficult in artha. Sushtuhu durdarsham, very, very difficult, not so easy. Yatu drishtavan asi, that form which you have seen, the Vishwarupam that which you have seen, it is very, very difficult to see, even by devaha api nityam darshina kankshinaha. Even devatas are craving to see this Vishwarupam. Craving means they are waiting to see this Vishwarupam, but they couldn't get this Vishwarupa darshanam. Devaha api, Nityam darshina kankshina. Daily, every day they are trying to see Vishwarupam. None of them could see my Vishwarupam. I have never shown Vishwarupam, including devatas, Indra, Varuna, Vayu, Agni, all these devatas couldn't see my Vishwarupam. How much powerful devatas, you know? They have all miraculous powers. Indra has got so many miraculous powers. Lot of siddhis they are having. But miraculous powers cannot give that Vishwarupa darshanam. Therefore, people consider having miraculous powers is so great. All the devatas, even rakshasas have got lot of miraculous powers. Devatas and rakshasas, all of them have got so many mystic powers. Can they accomplish that Vishwarupa darshana bhagyam by their mystic powers? That means what? Mystic powers cannot guarantee Vishwarupa darshanam. Understood? Corollary, extrapolate. Devatah api nityam darshina kankshina. Kankshina means desirous of. Nitya means every day. Not once in a week they get the desire. Or once in a year they get the desire of seeing Vishwarupam. Every day, every minute, when can we see Vishwarupam of Bhagavan? When can we see the universal form of Bhagavan? They are go on craving for that, Arjuna. Nityam darshina kankshinaha api devaha asya rupasya durdarsham. Even though they are very much craving for this Vishwarupam, it is very, very difficult for them also. Satya Vishwarupam you have seen now. Its glory Bhagavan is telling. It's a rare opportunity. Its glory Bhagavan is explaining. How great you are, Arjuna. How you got this Vishwarupa darshanam. Devatas couldn't get. This is the meaning of this shloka. 53.
Naham vedairna tapasam. Nadanena na chejyayam. Shakya evam vidho drashtum. Drishtavanasi mam yatham.
This is same repetition of 48th verse. Already Lord Krishna said the same, he is repeating here with a few changes. This Vishwarupam is not available even for devatas. Not only that, for many other people, those who practice lot of rituals. Lot of rituals, yajna, yaga, dana, tapas, all these, they are not giving any guarantee, you know, even by those rituals. What are all they? Na vedaihi drashtum shakyaha. Na vedaihi, even by Vedic chanting. Here vedaihi means by chanting. Vedaihi na shakyaha. That na shakyaha, drashtum na shakyaha, you have to supply for each word. Vedaihi means Veda parayanai. By Veda chanting, Rigveda, Yajurveda, Sama Veda, Atharvana Veda, Samhita Pata, Ghanapata, Kramapata, by this you are not going to get Vishwarupa darshanam. That means what? Sache parayanam cannot guarantee Vishwarupam anartham. Not that parayanam is not insignificant, we say, but it cannot provide you the Vishwarupa darshanam. Therefore, don't think I am so great because I know all four Vedas. It is not a big thing, because these are all ego boosting factors. வேத பாராயணம், ருத்ர பாராயணம், விஷ்ணு சஹசிரநாம பாராயணம், ஈவன் கீதா பாராயணம், 700 ஸ்லோகாஸ் வித்தவுட் சீயிங் புக், இஃப் ஐ சாண்ட், வாட் வில் ஹேப்பன்? கொஞ்சம் ஈகோ இன்க்ரீஸ் ஆகும். தட்ஸ் ஆல். ஈகோ வில் பி நரிஷ்ட் மோர் அண்ட் மோர். தேர் ஆல் ஈகோ பூஸ்டிங் ஃபேக்டர்ஸ். ஈவன் விஷ்ணு சஹசிரநாம பீப்புள் சாண்ட் கட கட கட, தமிழ்நாடு எக்ஸ்பிரஸ் மாதிரி தே சாண்ட் வித்தவுட் புக். லலிதா சஹசிரநாமம் தே சாண்ட், ஸ்கந்த ஷஷ்டி தே சாண்ட், திருவாச்சகம், திருமந்திரம், திருப்பாவை, ஈவன் திருக்குறள் ஃபுல்லி தே சாண்ட். பட் வாட் இஸ் த யூஸ்? யூ டோன்ட் கெட் விஸ்வரூப தர்சனம்னு அர்த்தம். தேர் ஃபார் நெவர் ஹாவ் அன் ஈகோ பை ஜஸ்ட் சாண்டிங் சோ அண்ட் சோ சூக்தம்ஸ் ஆர் ஸ்தோத்திரம்ஸ். ஈவன் ஸ்தோத்திரமால some people feel I know all the shlokas in the stotramala. Stotramala cannot guarantee vishwarupam. That's what all you have to include. Na vedaihi drashtum shakyaha, you have to include everything in this. Any parayana, people learning lot of chantings, and you see the ego comes in the mind after learning chanting. Before and all, no ego. After learning slokas and shlokas, ego is increasing. Because other people do not know. That is why. Neighbor's envy is owner's pride. Neighbor's envy, owner's pride. Therefore, that's why Bhagavan never show the Vishwarupam. Because ego is there. You are nourishing ego. Therefore, na vedaihi shakyaha. தென் ந தபசா, தபசா திரஷ்டும் ந சக்யா. பீப்புள் சே ஐ எம் டூயிங் ஃபாஸ்டிங், நிர்ஜல உபவாச. நிர்ஜல உபவாச இஸ் எ டைப் ஆஃப் தபஸ் வித்தவுட் வாட்டர். அண்ட் தே சே ஃபார் ஹண்ட்ரட்ஸ் ஆஃப் பீப்புள் தட் டைம் ஐ எம் டூயிங் நிர்ஜல உபவாச, ஐ எம் டூயிங் நிர்ஜல உபவாச. திஸ் இஸ் கால் ஈகோ பூஸ்டிங் அர்த்தம். ஸோ தே நரிஷ் த ஈகோ. நிர்ஜல உபவாச, ஏகாதசி, துவாதசி உபவாச, எனி உபவாச ஃபார் தட் மேட்டர், கேன் இட் கேரண்டி விஸ்வரூப தர்சனம்? வை? பிகாஸ் யூ ஹாவ் ஈகோ. வித்தவுட் ஈகோ இஃப் யூ ஹாவ் டன் உபவாச, நோ ப்ராப்ளம், பகவான் வுட் ஹாவ் பிளெஸ்ட் யூ. பட் பீப்புள் ஆஸ் தே ஆர் டூயிங் சாண்டிங் ஈகோ கம்ஸ், ஆஸ் தே ஆர் டூயிங் தபஸ் ஆஸ்டிரிட்டிஸ், ஏகாதசி உபவாச, நிர்ஜல உபவாச, ஆர் மௌனம், மௌனம் ஆல்சோ, தே என்யூமரேட் தேர் ஆஸ்டிரிட்டிஸ் டு அதர்ஸ். ஐ வென்ட் டு சோ அண்ட் சோ டெம்பிள், ஐ வாக்டு, ஐ டிட் அங்க பிரதக்ஷணம், அண்ட் சோ மெனி திங்ஸ் தே டூ. லைக் அவர் மினிஸ்டர்ஸ் டூயிங் நவ், ஃபார் சீஃப் மினிஸ்டர் தேர் ஆல் டூயிங் லாட் ஆஃப் தபஸ். If they do that tapas for Bhagavan, Bhagavan would have appeared. But they are doing for local, ordinary human being, they are doing lot of puja, yagam, yagnam, homam. What for? These are all ego boosting, no? Individuality. I told you in the last class, individuality, regionality, provincial ego. This is called provincial ego. Provincial ego. Provincial anna? தமிழ்நாடு. இட்ஸ் கால் தமிழ்நாடு ஈகோ. ஓகே, நான் தமிழியன்ங்கிற ஈகோ. அதுக்கப்புறம் ஐ பிலாங் டு சோ அண்ட் சோ பார்ட்டி ஈகோ. ஐ ஆம் வெரி க்ளோஸ் டு தட் மினிஸ்டர் ஈகோ. எல்லாம் ஈகோ ப்ராப்ளம் தான். தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் கால்ட் தபஸ், சச் டைப் ஆஃப் தபஸ். எனி தபஸ் யூ டேக் ஃபார் தட் மேட்டர், ஈவன் எனி நோம்பு வென் தே ஆர் டூயிங், தே ஆர் டூயிங் லாட் ஆஃப் ஃபாலோயிங் லாட் ஆஃப் டிசிப்ளின்ஸ். And they say for everyone, Navaratri Pooja, Navaratri Pooja, Navaratri, Navaratri, go on telling. Maximum people who all practice all this, they won't keep quiet. They are all chatterboxes. So real tapas is, you should not tell others. You should not tell others. But what people do that, you know, and they publicize. They want others to know their tapas. Because Rakshasas also did tapas. Bhagavan has not given Vishwarupa Darshanam. If tapas itself guarantees Vishwarupa Darshanam, every Rakshasa must get Vishwarupa Darshanam. none of them got Vishwarupa Darshanam shows that tapas cannot guarantee Vishwarupa Darshanam, Arjuna. So that much rare darshanam you have got. You have not done any tapas, you have not done any adhyanam, you have not done any danam, you have not done any yaga, yajna and all. But you saw because of my grace. Not only that, na danena drashtum shakyaha. Danam, you know what are all danams are there? Swarna danam, godanam, bhudanam, vastradanam, vidyadhanam, jaladanam. So many danams are there. All these danams, if you do also, they cannot provide an opportunity to see Vishwarupam. Therefore, never say, I am doing lot of danam, Bhagavan will bless. You are purifying your mind. You are washing your own papa by doing all these danams, not for Vishwarupa. Okay. You are already accumulated lot of papa, sanchita, mutai, that you have to wash off. How can you wash off that? Only by Vedadhyanam, puja, vrata, dana, tapas and all, you are washing your own past papa. Fresh Vishwara darshanam, Vishwarupa darshanam is not possible. Therefore, never have any ego by doing anything. Danina, who is the example? Na Karna. Karna is a great dana, Sura Karna, Dana Karna, and pere. How much danam he did? You cannot add danam name for everyone. Karna has got that Dana Karna. Karna didn't get Vishwarupa Darshanam. So that is the proof. Danam cannot guarantee Vishwarupa. Nacha ijjaya. Ijjaya means yagnena. Yagnena, pujaya, by ritual, saryaga, drashtum, na shakyaha. Evam vidaha means this type of Vishwarupam. Evam vidaha. Vishwarupam yatha darshitam. As I have shown to you, such Vishwarupam cannot be seen by any of these practices. Evam vidaha. But yatha drishtavanasi mam, just as you have seen my Vishwarupam effortlessly. You have seen effortlessly, without any effort. What this shloka, proper way we have to understand. Okay, we should not take any wrong message from this shloka. Therefore, Veda Adhyanam is not required. Dhanam is not required. Tapas is not required. Yajna Yagas, Ijya also not required. If I say, I am interpreting shloka wrongly. They are all good, important to purify your mind. They are all very important to purify your mind, to give Chitta Shuddhi. We have to do at whatever level we can do chanting every day. Little Dhanam, little Panchamaha Yajnas, Daiva Puja, and Rishi Yajnam, Pitru Yajnam, and Manushya Yajnam, Bhuta Yajnam, all we have to do. But we should remember, while doing all these, we should not have any ego. Don't expect too much from them. They provide only chitta shuddhi, never drop. Such a rupam, you have got that darshanam, Arjuna. Special, you are special. Arjuna, you are special for me. That is why you are able to see. Next shloka.
Bhaktya tvananyaya shakyah. Ahamevam vidhorjuna. Gnatum drashtum chatatvena. Praveshtum chaparam tapa.
Praveshtum chaparam tapa. above said sadhanas are all conventional sadhanas, generally prescribed in Shastra, called conventional sadhanas, regular sadhanas. They are all incapable of giving the Vishwarupa Darshanam or showing the Vishwarupa Darshanam. They are all not having that capacity. Then how one can see a Vishwarupa Darshanam, suppose if you ask, by all this dana, yajna, tapas and all, one cannot get Vishwarupa Darshanam. Then how can one get Vishwarupa Darshanam? Tell me that. Suppose you ask like that, Arjuna, I will tell you, ananya bhaktya drashtum shekhyaha. Ananya bhaktya, by only a devotion. What type of devotion? Ananya bhakti, committed, without any second thing in the mind. Such a bhakti, ananya bhakti. What is ananya bhakti description is going to come next shloka, the last shloka. So he is telling the primary requisite or condition to get Vishwarupa Darshanam is bhakti. Above said shlokas, they cannot give dana, yajna, tapas and all, not able to give Vishwarupa Darshanam, but bhakti can give Vishwarupa Darshana prapti. What is ananya bhakti? He says here, ananyaya bhaktya. Ananyaya means undivided. Undivided bhaktya, by devotion, by undivided devotion. What do you mean by undivided devotion? How can you divide devotion? Don't take literally. Okay. Undivided devotion means what? Bhagavan is the means, Bhagavan is the end. That is ananya bhakti. In 7th chapter we saw the bhakti is 4 types of bhakti. In 9th chapter also Bhagavan said about Ishvara bhakti. Bhagavan is a means, worldly benefits are the end for normal people. They use Bhagavan as a means, as a upakaranam. Bhagavan, please give me a house. Bhagavan, please give me a plot. Bhagavan, give me a nice salary job. Give me this, that and all. Means Bhagavan is not the end. Their end is only materialistic benefits. They want to get materialistic benefits. To get them, they use Bhagavan as a means. Bhagavan is sadhanam. Once you take Bhagavan as a sadhanam, your end is something, my goal is something. To get that goal, I want to get good job is my goal. I want to get married is my goal. Then after getting married, I want to get children is my goal. So goals are changing endlessly. And I want to get children later, the children have to settle. Later they have to prosper. These are all my goals endlessly, one by one, like a chain, go on and on and on. To fulfill these ends, endless ends, they don't have end. The endless ends to fulfill, I make use of Bhagavan as a sadhanam. What bhakti is bhakti? Sadhana bhakti. Ishware sadhana, sadhanatva bhakti. Ishwaran vandhi oru sadhanam enakku. To reach class, car is a sadhanam, isn't it? Car is not be all and end all. I use my car, come to the class and keep there and sit in the class. I don't sit in the car all the time. It is a means. I don't think about car all the time. Why? It is a means for me. It is a sadhana. What I want? I want to reach my destination. I want to go to so and so place. Are you able to follow what is sadhanam and sadhyam? Sadhanam is that sadhanam which helps me to reach the sadhyam, the goal. So Bhagavan is also sadhanam to reach that goal. Therefore, the bhakti on Bhagavan as sadhanam. What bhakti? Sadhana bhakti. Sadhana rupa bhakti on Bhagavan. Yenna Bhagavan or sadhanam namak. Bhagavan vande or sadhanam. 99% of people use Bhagavan like this. Not only Bhagavan, even local Swamijis and Swaminis are available. They won't leave. They'll ask. Sadhana rupa bhakti alone is predominant. This is the lowest bhakti according to Shastra. Then the second type of bhakti, Jignasu bhakti, we saw. In Jignasu bhakti, Bhagavan is the end. Bhagavan is the means, Bhagavan is the end. Bhagavan alone is the means. In the first, Bhagavan is the means, but end is different. In the second level of bhakti, Bhagavan alone is means, Bhagavan alone is the end. I use Bhagavan as a means to know the Bhagavan. What is my end? I don't want any local, temporary benefits, materialistic comforts, but I want only Bhagavan. I want to attain Bhagavan. I want to know Ishvara Tattvam. I want to become one with Bhagavan, whatever the intention of the bhakta. So Bhagavan is the means, Bhagavan is the end. So sadhanam and sadhyam, both are Bhagavan only. Clear? This is the second level of bhakti, little promotion. Idu koncham mediocre bhakti, paravale, jignasu bhakti. But the highest bhakti, that which we are going to see in 12th chapter, highest bhakti is ananya bhakti. God alone is everything. God alone is the means and end, I see, but God is myself. God is even not an end, separate, something to achieve. The highest parabhakti is, I recognize God is non-separate from me. When Guru says God is non-separate from me, I should not take me as ordinary housewife, ordinary local Mailapur resident. I should not take. I am that God only in Atma Swarupam. That I have to take. Until I understand that Atma Swarupam, even Guru says, Nana, Bhagavana, how can I be Bhagavan? We take Panchakoshas. From Panchakosha standpoint, you can never be God. It is not possible. You are Alpagnaha, Alpa Shaktiman. What is Alpa Shaktiman? That fan turns that side only. It comes. It, I cannot turn that fan this side. This is called Alpagnatva. It turns that side only, it will never give her, you know, because that is what my inefficiency, you know. What example you want, a present example I can show you, isn't it? So, Bhagavan is identical with me, means not from body-mind complex. Bhagavan is not end, Bhagavan something to achieve or to arrive at. Bhagavan is my real swarupam, that is real highest bhakti. How to get that bhakti? And Bhagavan says, ananya bhaktya. Through this ananya bhakti, undivided bhakti means nishkama bhakti ityarthaha. Avyabhicharini bhakti, jignasu bhakti. Avyabhicharini bhakti, jignasu bhakti. Avyabhicharini bhakti or jignasu bhakti. Gnatum iccha jignasa. I don't want to explain what is that ananya bhakti, because he is going to explain. I should not touch that topic now. Okay. Aham drashtum shakyaha. I can be seen. I can be seen means what form? Vishwarupa darshanam. Vishwarupa drashtum shakyaha. Aham drashtum shakyaha. Evam vidaha. In this form. In this Vishwarupa darshana form, I am available for a ananya bhaktaha. By that, Vishwarupa Darshana Bhakti and Vishwarupa Darshanam, what he is going to get? He says, Tattvena Gnatum Shakyaha. By Vishwarupa Darshanam, in this form, I can be seen in this form and known truly. Eka Rupa to Vishwarupa to Arupa. Tattvena means in reality. What is that in reality? Eka Rupa or Vishwarupa? Arupa. Arupa means Nirguna Brahma. Tattva means in reality, in its own nature. Bhagavan's real nature you can know once you have Vishwarupa Darshana Bhagyam by Ananya Bhakti, then you get what? Arupa Jnanam, Aikya Jnanam. That is possible. That is the culmination. That is the culmination. Jnatum Tattvena. This is also indirect knowledge. Bhagavan is there. Bhagavan is none other than Brahman. Nirgunam Brahma Asti. This is also Paroksha Jnana. Tattvena Jnatum Shakyaha. Later Aham Brahmasmi. First I should know everything in this universe is formless Brahman alone. This is Paroksha Jnana. Indirect knowledge. To know this itself, you have to study minimum 15 years. You interview senior students, they will tell you. Now only we are understanding what is Satchidanandam. After 15 years, they come to know everything is Brahman, Nama Rupa is unreal. This is called Paroksha Jnana. Brahma Asti. Jagat Karana Rupena Brahma Asti. Brahman is there, Nirgunam Brahma, formless Brahman is there. This is indirect knowledge. Tattvena. In reality, I am knowing what Nama Rupa or Mithya. What is real or unreal? What is real or unreal? Still hesitation after long time also. What is unreal? So this is example you are understanding. Whole world is like a pot. It is only name and form. Its real nature is Brahman. Like that, don't say it is clay. Okay. What real nature is? Clay. But Jagat real nature is? Brahman. That Brahman nature is what? Sat Chit Ananda. In Taittiriya Upanishad we saw. Some of you have attended Taittiriya Upanishad class. So what is that Brahman? Sat Chit Ananda. You got information. Paroksha Jnanam. Tattvena Gnatum Shakyaha. Tattvena Gnatum Shakyaha Nanartham Paroksha Jnanam Praptavan. Then what? Later, after long time, he person assimilates. Praveshtum Tattvena Gnatum Anantaram Praveshtum. And he recognizes, merges into meaner. First Paroksha Jnanam, then Aparoksha Jnanam. Direct knowledge is possible only first when you get indirect knowledge. Indirect knowledge, so and so place, so and so, with so many things, Kedarnath, Badrinath, you are knowing. Paroksha Jnanam is there. It is like this we have to go, lot of Paroksha Jnanam. When you go and see only directly, what knowledge you get? Aparoksha Jnanam, direct perception. Yes? Direct perception. Boy is there in America, he saw the photo, the girl photo. What jnanam is it? Paroksha jnanam or pratyaksha jnanam? Pratyaksham aparoksha jnanam. Aparoksham or paroksham? Paroksham. He has to come and see the girl directly. Aparoksha jnanam. Direct knowledge. So first you have to get paroksha jnanam, then only aparoksha jnanam. Adi madri jnatum tattvena, first you have to get Paroksha Jnanam. Even this Paroksha Jnanam also possible, coming to class and getting Paroksha Jnanam also, after doing lot of Ekarupa Bhakti, Vishwarupa Bhakti, you don't know whether you have done this Ekarupa Bhakti, Vishwarupa Bhakti properly or not. You are desirous of Vedanta class, no? That means you have done anartha. You have done it. Otherwise, you won't come to this class. That's why many people won't come to the class. You know why? This is the clause. What is the clause? The clause is, once you finish your Ekarupa Bhakti, finish or continuing your Ekarupa Bhakti and Vishwarupa Bhakti, you have some extent, reasonably, you will come to the class without any effort. Much effort. First you put effort, later it push you like anything. Ennamo enakku theriyamale class ore attraction a irukkena. Yen appa na adinude punyam. That punyam is pushing you to the class. After coming, you get paroksha jnanam. After paroksha jnanam, again next class, next class, next class. You listen to other Upanishads, Panchadashi, so many other granthas. Listening, listening, then you get direct knowledge. Praveshtum. Tatvena jnatum praveshtum cha. First paroksha jnanam. Then, Aham Brahmasmi Aikya Gnanam. Adi varathukku romba naal aagum. Praveshtum, first once you are in the track, you will not miss. Okay, be in the track first. Automatically, slowly it goes. Vandi, and the track mele irundha, poyinde irukum. Illayo? Adi maadhiri, when you are in the track, slowly it will take you to that. Take you to that and don't think, slowly move now. Cognitive change. In your understanding, there is a clarity, clarity comes further and further. That is the word. Jnatum tatvena paroksha jnanam satchidanandam brahma asti jagatkaranam brahma asti. Whatever you are talking about, philosophy is talking about Brahma, Satchidanandam or Nirgunam Brahma, same we call it as Bhagavan. No difference. Here we say Bhagavan, there they say Brahman. Maya Sahitam Brahma in religion, puja, punaskaram when we are doing. But in class, what? No puja, no punaskaram, no sundal. What we are doing? But we are understanding Nirgunam Brahma. That Bhagavan's real nature we are understanding here. Without any form. Without any sort of kayika karma, vachika karma. Only manasika buddhi rupa jnanam we are getting. That which gives real happiness. That is the end. Therefore, ends are endless when your God is a means for you, your ends are endless. If God is the end, your end is the ultimate end. Think over. Takes time to next last shloka. Matkarma krut mat paramaham. Madbhakta sangamarjitaha. Nirvaira sarva bhuteshu. Yes, samamiti pandava. So, praveshtum shakyaha means. Praveshtum means entering. Real meaning, literal meaning is what? Entry, entering. Entering in Bhagavan. In like serials and cinema they show. Enter. The doors are open, temple doors. Slowly you go and merge in that Bhagavan. The Jyoti travels. That is called Praveshtum. According to Shastra, that is not the meaning. Never take that. Then why should they show like that? They show means your mind is not mature enough. That's why they show that. Still you are interested in that. You are not mature anartha. If you are mature, you understand the tatparyam or meaning behind that. If your mind is mature enough, you understand the purport or the meaning behind that. what? That scene. And the music background they show. You know, it goes. That scene, it looks so nice, no? So appealing. So happy when we see. You understand its background when you come to the class. Not first class, second class. Not in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. It takes 1 decade minimum. Minimum. Swamini, minimum is 1 decade. Anna. Decade is enna ethana varsham? 10 years. Minimum 1 decade and children. What is maximum? I don't want to say maximum because it depends on your maturity. How much time you are giving for Shastra, how much Nididhyasanam you are doing, how much your lifestyle is spiritual lifestyle, it depends on that. That no teacher can give the maximum time. Okay, that is why Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana Dwara, Praveshtum Shakyaha means. I'll give an example, then you understand what is Praveshtum. Otherwise, you won't understand. What is the example? Na? Wave is searching for water. Wave has to merge in water. Praveshtum means what? Enter. Wave has to enter into water. What people generally say, we are all jivatmas, we are like drops. Bhagavan is like ocean. Therefore, we are all, we have to travel like a river. Then we merge in the ocean, Bhagavan. Like that, jiva, every jiva is a trickle droplet. This jiva has to travel in the ocean of Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the ocean. This is what people generally think. Okay? Now I'll ask you, the wave, how much time it takes for the wave to merge in the water? I'm not telling in the ocean, in the water. Because ocean is water, wave is water. Ocean is water, wave is water. Wave has to merge with ocean or wave has to merge with water? Wave need to merge in ocean. Is it required? Why? Wave is in ocean already. Wave need not merge in ocean. Point number one. Then suppose wave want to merge in water, not in ocean. Now I want to merge in water. How far? From wave, water is how far? This as this wave, unintelligent wave want to merge in water. Because wave want to merge in ocean, chana, you go kuttu. Why? Hey, you are in ocean only, don't ask to merge in ocean. Then wave says, no, 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 I want to merge in water, suppose it is asking. What do you say? What do you say to the wave? Wave, oh my dear wave, don't ask to merge in water. You are water. Appa, evada nanna sonnen. Appadiye solunga. Say like that only. I, the jiva, want to merge with Paramatma. I, the jiva, want to merge with total. Tamil Nadu want to merge with India, suppose. One example pattadu. Tamil Nadu want to merge with India. Is it necessary? No. Tamil Nadu is in India. It need not merge. It is not away from India. How far it is away from India? No, it is not away from India. Why? India is a total state. Tamil Nadu is a part. Suppose you take a part, it is a part, it is total. Part need not go and merge in total because part is already in total. Example enough? Okay. Paramatma is total. We are all jivas. Within Paramatma, who is total? Are you away from the Paramatma? Is it necessary to merge with Paramatma? Then what? Recognize I am there. What you said? The wave kenna sonnel. Wave, you have taught a lesson. Oh, wave, recognize you are. Haha. Say again. Wave, you are what? Shastra says, oh jiva, jivatma, you are Paramatma. Priya da. Now look into this sloka. The description, five conditions are given here, are five descriptions of Ananya Bhakti. Fivefold descriptions of Ananya Bhakti. What are they? Mat karma krit, mat bhaktaha, mat paramaha, and nissangaha, sarva sanga vivarjitaha, nirvairaha. Five factors. Now I'll put in order all these five. Number one, we take it sarva sanga varjitaha. Sangha Varjitaha, first we have to take. Sangha means attachment. Drop your attachment, emotional dependence upon your family members. Sangha, with whom you have Sangha attachment generally, house or profession, family, children, possessions, on all these you have attachment, dependence. So you depend emotionally upon them and you always want their care, their look, their smile. I am depending upon my family members' smile. I am emotionally dependent upon them. If they don't smile, I am very much disturbed. My friend is not smiling, I am very much disturbed. My daughter is not talking, I am disturbed. My daughter has to say, hello, how are you, mommy, and chanana. Her son has to say, daughter-in-law also should inquire about me all the time. Like that, I am always expecting. This is called sangaha. Emotional dependence means world dependence. Lord Krishna says, drop this dependence. You are walking with crutches and artham. You are depending upon other people's love, care, all the time you are expecting means you are walking with crutches. You know the crutches? Not walking with your legs and you are supporting the... Abdi walking. You like to walk like that? Is it a privilege? You want to walk with your legs, not with the help of some crutches. Similarly, you always want to depend upon others, their love, their care, and their behavior. They must be comfortable to me. Always I expect, what is this? Is it not crutches? My happiness is depending upon their behavior. My happiness, security, depending upon their behavior, their love and their compassion, my happiness. It is called a dependency. Sarva sangha varjita. Drop that world dependence, people dependence, emotionally depending upon them. Then what I have to depend? If I drop them, I will fall. Astra says, you won't fall. Mad bhaktaha bhava. May you depend upon me. That is the second one. Mad bhaktaha means world dependence to God dependence. Depend upon God. Depend upon God. Madbhaktaha. Dependence. Depending upon karyam is a risky. Depending upon everything other than God is depending upon the effect karyam. It is a risky thing. So we have to depend upon the karanam. That is best all the time. Then third one is matkarma krita. Ananya Bhakti number one is Sangha Varjitaha. Give up attachment. Sangha. Then second description of Ananya Bhakti is Mad Bhaktaha Bhava. May you become my devotee. God dependence. Then third one is Mat Karma Krita. May you perform Karma Yoga. Whatever karma you are doing for anyone, helping others, see them as Bhagavan. This is an opportunity Bhagavan has given to me through this person, through this situation, to help Bhagavan, not to that person. I am helping to Bhagavan through this person. You are helping Bhagavan, you are worshipping Bhagavan. Bhagavan need your help? No. So you are worshipping Bhagavan through serving this person. So serving this person become a worship when I look at this person as Bhagavan. Otherwise, you look at the person as person, it becomes only service. If you look at that person as and Bhagavan has given me an opportunity to serve through this person, then that service become what? Worship. Now convert your service into worship. When you see everything, everyone as Bhagavan, you can convert your service into worship. That is why in one of my talk, general talk, Guru Puja talk, Shivaratri talk, I gave talk on life is worship. It is available on website also. If you want, you can listen. Life itself is a worship. Convert your life into worship. That is called Mad Bhaktaha Bhava. Then Mad Karma Krit, third one, may you perform Nishkama Karma. That is why Lord Krishna said in third chapter, 30th shloka, same meaning he has given there also. Mayi sarvani karmani sanyasya dhyatma chetasa nirashir nirmamo bhutva yudhyasva vigatajvaraha. Same karma yoga he gives here. Then mat paramaha bhava, fourth one. Mat paramaha means keep me as your end. Bhagavan is the goal. Paramaha means what? Is the end. What do you want? Bhagavan. You don't want anything? No. I want only Bhagavan. I want only Bhagavan. That is called Mat Paramaha Bhava. Then Nirvairaha Sarva Bhuteshu. This is the fifth one. May you not have any enmity with anyone in the world. Except, and chollade, don't say only few people I hate. No one deserve. There is no justifiable dvesha. My dvesha is justifiable, Swamini. You cannot say. There is no justifiable hatred. Okay? Never hate anyone. Including your own family member, suppose they commit any mistake. Never have any dvesha bhava. Nirvairaha. Sarva bhutesh. And the sarva you have to. Free from hatred towards anyone means love all. That's why in game, what do they say? Love all player. First they start with love, then they fight. Love all. That is called Nirvairaha. So then what? If these five factors, if I fulfill, I am Ananya Bhaktaha. Then I am Ananya Bhaktaha. What will happen? Krishna says, Mam Yeti He Pandava. He attains me. He attains me means what? He goes to Bhagavad Gita class and studies Shastra, Sravana Manana Nididhyasana Dwara. He claims or she claims, Aham Brahma Asmi. Om Tat Sat. Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Sum. Upanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga Namam Ekadasho Dhyayaham. Thus ends the 11th chapter titled Vishwarupa Darshana Yogaha. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.